Welcome back to Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio with Simeon Blewett from Berry & Lambert Solicitors, who is talking us through the legal minefield of construction disputes. Before the break, we discussed the prevention of a dispute, but if that fails, Simeon, what should you do?
Well, the first thing to do would generally be to communicate with the other party, whether that's the builder or the client, because if a resolution can be reached that way, it's always going to be the cheapest, most cost-effective way of doing so, and generally the least stressful way as well. However, of course, not all disputes can be dealt with so easily. If that's the case, then my recommendation first would be to seek legal advice. A solicitor will be able to advise you on the merits of any potential claim and the steps that need to be taken to end the dispute, whether this be through a simple letter from the solicitor, mediation between the parties, or sometimes full-blown litigation. The latter is invariably the most costly, time-consuming, and stressful means of dealing with a dispute, so the party should always be aiming to avoid this if at all possible. If you're a consumer looking to pursue a claim for defective workmanship, it's also worth getting an independent opinion or report from another builder or a surveyor to evidence the fact that the works are not up to scratch. Without this evidence and support, your claim is in a much weaker position, so we do generally advise it's always worth doing this.
So legal advice you talk about, it seems prudent, but what are the risks of not taking legal advice?
Well, people can often be tempted to try and deal with a construction dispute without getting legal advice, whether that's to save on costs or for whatever other reason. But of course, that is a choice for the individual to make. But I find that not getting legal advice can, in reality, often result in you incurring a great deal of money that you otherwise may not have incurred if you had taken advice. Without legal advice, you can't be sure of the strength of your position and whether you have a case that's actually worth pursuing or defending. There's also a pre-action protocol for these types of disputes that the court expects the parties to follow, and a solicitor will be able to walk you through this and ensure that you jump through all the right hoops. A failure to comply with the protocol could result in the court penalising you and ordering that you pay costs to the other side if the matter does end up being litigated. And depending on the value of the claim, those costs can run into the tens of thousands of pounds, so we're talking about a significant sum of money. Construction disputes can often be expensive and difficult cases, and it just makes life a lot easier to have a qualified professional guiding you through the process. At the very least, a solicitor can advise you if your position is weak and can save you a substantial amount of wasted costs in pursuing the matter further.
That's really helpful. Thank you so much for that. So finally, are there any examples you could give us and give our listeners to help clarify any potential issues?
Obviously, for reasons of client confidentiality, I can't go into too much detail. But a fairly recent case in which we got a good result involved some clients who paid a substantial amount of money for an extension to their property. The builders had done quite a slapdash job of it, and there were visible defects and issues, including concerns over the stability of one of the walls. Our clients, understandably, did not want to pay the final invoice when they realised that there were all these issues, and the builder then decided to pursue them for payment. At that point, we were then instructed, and we had an independent surveyor who went in and inspected the defects. His report was pretty damning, and off the back of that, we were able to negotiate a deal whereby the builder would receive payment at cost only, so just for the materials, but he would also bear the cost of a third-party builder going in to carry out required remedial works. So while there wasn't the excitement of courtroom drama and cross-examinations, it was a satisfying result that achieved an early settlement and saved the client a lot of money while getting what they ultimately wanted.
Well, it's not always a few good men, is it? But that's definitely a satisfactory result. Thank you so much for your time, Simeon. Really appreciated. And for some great insight into a potentially problematic situation for many people. So if you would like to know more, you can contact the team at berryandlamberts.co.uk and join us next month for Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.